Hello, you're listening to the BBC World Service. I'm Kate Gray, and I'm a swimmer who competed for Great Britain at the Beijing Paralympics. In this programme, I'll be following the story of one of the great Paralympians, Tatiana McFadden. This American wheelchair racer has 10 medals to her name, including 3 golds at London 2012.
McFadden has opened up a gap of almost the length of a racing chair. Tatiana McFadden races to a 3rd gold medal. Wolf gets 2nd place. Tatiana McFadden, the extraordinary Paralympian. No one could live with her then.
In sport, I've heard many stories of courage and tenacity and overcoming the odds. But Tatiana's story is remarkable. Sport changed her life and it changed a nation. 1 year on from the London Games, I want to know what it takes to win what feels to me like the race for equality. How do we conquer prejudice, whatever our abilities and wherever we live in the world? How much can I learn from people like Tatiana McFadden who lead the way? Her story is particularly humbling. This incredible athlete has never stopped fighting for what she believes in.
Some days I wanted to give up because it was just going to track meets and getting booed and getting like hate mail and having paparazzi everywhere. But the lawsuit needed to happen. You know, we're in the 21st century.
Adopted from Russia by her American mother, the young Tatiana almost died. Sport saved her.
I was told she probably would not have a long life. She was that ill. And so I said, okay, she's my daughter. I'm thinking, keep her alive, get her healthy. Who's thinking about the Paralympics?
The Paralympics in London showcased disability sport in a way I'd never experienced before. By the end, we seem to have taken a huge step forward.
The Paralympic Games has set new records every day. Sporting records, records for crowds, for television audiences, for unbridled spirit. In this country, we will never think of sport the same way, and we will never think of disability the same way.
It's been almost a year since the British capital staged the Paralympics, so have attitudes to disability sport and disability in general really changed for the better, in the way that the architect of those games, Sebastian Coe, hoped that they would.
Is Tatiana McFadden of the United States going for what would be her 3rd gold medal? We're just underway. It's a big.
For me and many others, Tatiana McFadden was the outstanding athlete of the 2012 Paralympics. She won 3 gold medals in London, the same number as Usain Bolt did in the same stadium just a few weeks earlier.
And right on the outside in lane number 3, very well placed indeed, is Tatiana McFadden, the American.
But this Paralympic star has nowhere near the same global profile. And why is that? She helped the United States to 6th place in the medals table. But back home, Americans couldn't even watch her races live on television. The lack of television coverage worries me, especially in what's considered to be one of the leading nations for Paralympic sport.
Up at the head, it is still the extraordinary Tatiana McFadden with Edith Wolf giving chase. McFadden has opened up a gap of almost the length of a racing chair. Tatiana McFadden races to a 3rd gold medal. Wolf gets 2nd place. Tatiana McFadden, the extraordinary Paralympic.
I spent a week with the McFaddens, not just Tatiana, but also her younger sister Hannah. She's also adopted from Albania rather than Russia, and is also a wheelchair racer. They even lined up in the same final in London, the 100 metres. Their mother Deborah helped write the Americans with Disabilities Act. As a family, theirs is a unique perspective. Just before I was due to fly out to meet the McFaddens, the events of Monday, April the 15th, 2013, really brought home to me that being a part of their family is about so much more than just winning races. The bombs at the finish line of the Boston Marathon killed 3 and changed the lives of many of the injured forever. Tatiana McFadden had won the women's wheelchair race just hours before the devices exploded. 6 days later, she was back in her racing chair at the London Marathon.
This is an amazing win by Tatiana McFadden, you know, just doing Boston just at the beginning of the week.
It looks as though Amanda McGrory and Shelley Wood's joint course record is going to be blown out the water here. Tatiana McFadden going through just outside 1:46. Amanda McGrory in 2nd place, and that unofficially is a new course record.
Tatiana dedicated that win to every life touched by the tragedy. Later, as we sat in her training centre at the University of Illinois, We spoke about what the McFadden sisters wanted to do for those marathon spectators who had suffered life-changing injuries in Boston. 7-year-old Jane Richard had her left leg amputated, and when she awoke 2 weeks after the blasts, she was told that her 8-year-old brother Martin was among the dead. Tatiana says that she and Hannah will help that little girl. Jane had been attending Irish dance classes since the age of 3. The McFaddens will help her to dance again.
I know, it's a fulfillment for me to go down and to teach life and just to dance again, you know. It doesn't matter if you're going to be dancing with legs, dancing without legs, dancing with arms, dancing without arms. It's about just being happy in life and finding yourself again. Hearing about them, you know, they see the light in life, even though, you know, they lost their limbs, plus lost a son and a brother. And that's why you have to go down to give the support. And it's about, just because you have a disability doesn't mean like you can't live life, you know. And the people who are newly injured, it's going to be hard on them, not only psychologically, but physically as well, you know. And you're there to help out. So, you know, just talk about, you know, how do you live your life? Just talk about what I'm involved in and say, I still go to the University of Illinois. Like, I don't live at home, and I travel around the world to show that you can still have independence. And it's about giving continuous support and just showing them a way of life, showing them prosthetics and showing them wheelchairs and teaching about how you can make your house accessible without looking like an accessible house. So there's so many things involved about teaching about disability that you don't even know.
Many high-profile sports stars are asked to lend their name or give their time to good causes, but it's clear to me that the McFaddens' commitment runs much deeper. Their family have been fighting for disability rights since Tatiana was a young teenager. Her exclusion from her high school track team led to a court case, a new law, and now a Department of Education directive for all schools in the United States. And it all started here at Athelton High School. This is the track that 15-year-old Tatiana McFadden, who had just competed at the 2004 Paralympic Games in Athens, wanted to race on. She just won a silver and bronze medal representing the United States on the world stage, and starting at a new school, wanted to compete against students who didn't have a disability. The term wheelchair racers use is the same as able-bodied athletes. They run, just like everybody else. They just use a racing chair to get around the same oval track. So Tatiana wanted to run. Her mother, Deborah, could not believe the school's response. And I get the impression the school didn't appreciate quite who they were taking on.
Well, I was Commissioner of Disabilities for the United States, appointed by President Bush, the first Bush. I actually was paralyzed from the neck down when I was 23 from a rare disease. I was in an electric wheelchair for about 4 years. And at the time, I was the highest-ranking female with a disability in the U.S. government. So she comes home from her first day of high school as a champion. Either silver and bronze medal, wow. She said, Mom, this is going to be a fantastic high school experience. She was the principal of our school, spoke to all of us coming in freshmen and said, there's clubs here for everybody and we should join. So, well, what will you join? She gave me that look, like, duh, track. I said, well, good for you. You joined track. Now, track is not a tryout sport in high school. Unlike a lot of the sports where you have to try out and make the team, if you want to go out for track, you go out, you're given a uniform, and you're on the team. Now, you may not make it to the state championship, but everybody's welcome. So Tatiana went for her first day and came home and said, Mom, they won't give me a uniform. I said, why not? She said, I'm not welcome on the team. So of course you can go on the team. Everybody can go on the team. The slowest kid in the school can go on the team. She said no, and unfortunately, it was not a good experience. She was told that there are clubs for kids like her and that she really did not belong on the team.
As a parent, how did you feel?
Well, how did I feel about this? First of all, how can you possibly say no to anybody who wants to be on the team? And second of all, my daughter just came home as the second and third fastest in the world. So of anybody, how can you say no to somebody like that? And three, don't ever say that to my daughter, that you don't belong. It's rude. I mean, does your mother not teach you to be polite? So When Tatiana said, what can we do? I said, I've tried my very best, but unfortunately, there's only one option, and that's to sue. But if we sue, Tatiana, there'll be many people that won't like you. It'll be a very difficult process. You'll have people who will write nasty things about you, and I don't think that's what you want to take up. You're 15 years old. So Tatiana came back to me a couple of days later, and she said, but Mom, if we don't do it, then my sister Hannah, who's an amputee, won't be allowed. Is that correct? I said, that's correct. She said, then we have to do it for Hannah. So I said, well, I can go do it. So I went back to the school, and I said, look, guys, I'm begging you just to give her a uniform and let her run, because if you don't, I'm going to sue you. And you need to know that 400 attorneys that work for me, I helped write the Americans with Disabilities Act, I know a lot of people. Please, I'm begging you. And basically said, go ahead. So we filed a lawsuit. Every child has the right to an education. Every child has the right to be fully included in school. And that means extracurricular activities, which are sports. And Tatiana has the same right to be included in that. And if you will not include her, we will sue you. And I guarantee you, it will be nuclear war.
Tatiana, with her mother at her side, won their case against the County Education Board. And then, in the space of a year, they had a new law passed in the state of Maryland. The legacy of what's referred to as Tatiana's Law is obvious here in the weights gym at what was her high school.
I need you to make sure that you're holding it nice and steady, all right? You're going to press up nice and easy and complete everything until your arms are completely out and then down to the chest again, all right?
It's now where her sister Hannah comes. That's her with one of her coaches, the one and only disabled athlete. The only girl in a gym full of boys training for American football.
We're doing eight.
I think I was so young, I just didn't, because this is right after we went to Athens, and I think I was just so young, I didn't understand what was really going on until, you know, my freshman year in high school when I was able to do the track team. And I remember we went to one of the races, and one of the coaches said, you know, you cannot race, blah, blah, blah. And so then I realized what the lawsuit was really truly about, but I think it took me a while to, you know, personally experience it, what it was really standing for.
I've now come to Washington. Just to my right is the Capitol, and then we have the White House not too far away. So we've been on a very small scale, meeting the McFaddens and their family, their friends, the people really close to them, just to get to know them as a unit. But now we're taking it on a big scale, because this is how far the McFaddens have taken their impact on the United States. They've taken it nationally, and what better place to be than Washington, D.C. to really hear all about it.
My name is Seth Galanter. I work in the Department of Education in an office called the Office for Civil Rights, and I am the Acting Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights. Cases like Tatiana's highlighted the issue, really brought public attention to it. And then in response to the complaints and the attention that Tatiana brought to the issue and steps like the Maryland law, we were asked by Congress to provide guidance to all public schools about what their obligations were. We issued it in January 2013. We got a lot of positive feedback from school districts, from athletic directors, from the state associations that are responsible for running tournaments in within states, and also very positive feedback from the collegiate sports world, although the guidance doesn't directly apply to that.
And without Tatiana, do you think this would have actually happened?
Wow, that's a really hard question. Since Tatiana's mother is sitting right here looking so proud, I would say that without people like Tatiana, it's very unlikely this would have occurred.
And how important is it to have role models like Tatiana and Hannah McFaddin?
It's absolutely critical. When you look at the history of sports, it so often is about individuals. The Jackie Robinson, the Martina Navratilova, the person who is the first or one of the first to break down these barriers. And while, of course, no one is doing this on their own, and there are lots of people who are now participating, they become a symbol and something that people can point to and say, if she can do it, I can do it. It's the individual striving and participating and winning that really makes it tangible for the rest of the nation.
The legacy that Seth describes should mean an end to what the 15-year-old Tatiana had to go through, meaning no more young people, no more children finding themselves in situations like this.
I have watched her try and get on the school bus with all the team members of the track team, and the coach standing there saying, she cannot ride this bus, she cannot. All the child ever wanted to do was just be part of the team. She wasn't going to take anyone's place. She wasn't going to hold anyone down. They were so unbelievably rude to her. So Grandma took her chair, and we followed the bus, and we went to all the events all over the state. I have seen her set in a stadium full where she's on the opposite side of the team members and all the coaches who were, of course, gathered together all by herself for the entire tournament, all by herself. Broke my heart. You stupid people.
That's Tatiana's grandma, Jo. The teenager she describes is now a 3-time Paralympic gold medalist and is in no doubt that that stand she made was worth it.
I just wanted to be involved with sports. And that was one of the toughest cases I've ever had to go through, especially at such a young age. Some days I wanted to give up because it was just awful going to track meets and getting booed and going to court and getting like hate mail and having like paparazzi everywhere. It was definitely tough, but the lawsuit needed to happen.
Because ultimately you were doing it so you could get on the track, but actually did you realize it was going to have such an impact on everybody else?
As I was fighting through the lawsuit, I did realize how much it was going to impact people. No one should be segregated and say you can't do this because we can. And that's not what you should teach high schoolers. The education starts at a young age, and if they see people with disabilities already being segregated, well, then that's what they're teaching them.
One fight won as a teenager, but Tatiana McFadden, adopted from a Russian orphanage at the age of 6, now finds herself, her mother, and her family in a unique position to highlight another issue.
One of our top stories at the moment, Russia's President Vladimir Putin has backed parliamentary legislation that would ban Americans from adopting Russian children. Mr. Putin said he considered the move to be an appropriate response to a new law in the United States which blacklists alleged Russian human rights abusers. Mr. Putin said the American law was poisoning relations between Moscow and Washington.
That ban on families from the United States adopting from Russia came into effect right at the end of 2012. Tatiana's mother, Deborah, working under President George Bush Sr. in the 1990s, distributed U.S. government aid to Russia. It's how she found herself in a St. Petersburg orphanage meeting Tatiana for the first time. A child who walked on her hands because there was no wheelchairs would soon become a U.S. citizen. Anna McFadden.
There was Tatiana, this little girl who had a huge bow on her head, bigger than her head, just cute as can be, but her legs had all atrophied behind her back. Tatiana was born with spina bifida, which is a hole in your back. Now, in Russia, the rules were if you died before 21 days, it didn't count as birth. So the mortality figures would not show you were in life. So Tatiana was born with an opening in her back, and they waited 21 days to close that spinal column. And as the director told me after 21 days, well, we had to close it. But we all knew for a fact, without any doubt, that Tatiana would die. There is no hope for a child like that. And the director later told me, she said, you know, Debbie, we prayed every day for Tatiana to die. And I truly believe that Tatiana was born with a resilience in her. She crawled through that orphanage. They had no wheelchair. And when I met her, how she ambulated was to flip upside down and walk on her hands. This little girl was born with the odds stacked against her.
And you were there in a working role, but you found this connection to her. Did you ever imagine at that moment that you would one day adopt her?
Absolutely, 100% no. I was there working. I had no intention of adoption. And yet, it's strange. So of the thousands of children I'd seen, I went back to my hotel that night and could not get Tatiana off my mind. And not in a pitiful, oh, she's disabled, but there was a connection. So I went back to the orphanage and played with her. And I told her, I said, I'll bring you a wheelchair. I'll be back in 6 weeks. I'll bring you a wheelchair. And of course, I had to bring her lots of pretty clothes. But Tatiana, when I left, told the director, and she told everybody, that's my mom.
So she's 6 years old and you bring her over back to the States. What are the issues you faced?
I will tell you, Tatiana was very sick. She was very anemic, very weak. Her legs, as I said, were atrophied behind her. So when I brought her here to the hospital, I was told she probably would not have a long life. She was that ill. And so I said, okay, she's my daughter. We're going to do everything we can to help her get better.
So the Paralympics, that never crossed your mind. You just wanted to keep her alive, build up her strength just to be a normal young girl.
The Paralympics? No. Oh, I'm thinking, keep her alive, get her healthy, get her learn language. Who's thinking about the Paralympics?
Deborah McFadden has adopted twice more. Hannah and younger sister Ruthie were both born in Albania. Running an adoption agency, Deborah has placed more than 2,000 children from overseas with American families. To her, as someone who's also worked alongside the Russian authorities in her role with the US government, this ban makes no sense.
It's not about the parents who want children. It's not about the politics. It's about the children. I think the first and foremost is they should be adopted in the country they're born. But if they're unable to be adopted in the country they're born, then they should be allowed to have a family. Tatiana went to the Russian embassy in Washington, D.C. with a signature of 137 Russians and hundreds of thousands of people in America and knocked on the door of the Russian embassy saying, please, would you give this to President Putin? He would be our hero if he would not sign this into law.
Another way that Tatiana intends to highlight this issue is through her actions. She wants to compete at the 2014 Winter Paralympics, which will be hosted by Russia. At those games in Sochi, Tatiana wants to enter the cross-country skiing competition, a completely new sport to her. How much is this about showing the country of her birth what one of their orphans and one with a disability can achieve?
For me, adoption was very important. It gave me a second chance at life, you know. Anyone in Russia could have adopted me. But it happened that an American family adopted me. And so those are the people that changed my life. That's what I was just trying to show Russia, that you have these people with disabilities in the orphanages and any of you guys could adopt them. But it happens to be the American family who wants them to give them a second life. So it was definitely a sad day, and I feel for those children, especially because they were used as pawns between two political viewpoints. You know, I'm so thankful for being adopted and having my life, and I think that's what they'll see if I meet the team to go to Sochi.
So Sochi next for Tatiana, but what about Hannah? Still in high school and a track finalist at the London Paralympics, she strikes me as even more ambitious than her big sister. And no matter how much I asked, no one would commit themselves to an opinion on who would win a race between the girls if they were the same age. Plenty of people have told me, from a US point of view, increased media exposure is what's needed to build on any of the positives from London 2012. Tennis has the Williams sisters, which makes me wonder whether the McFaddens can do something similar in Paralympic sport. With a greater degree of media exposure might come some loss of some privacy for those that are winning medals. And the McFaddens are the ones most likely to find themselves in the spotlight. But following the 2012 games, Hannah doesn't want the United States to get left behind.
That was another eye-opener in London, is that I saw how, like, you know, everyone from, like, England and Great Britain, any other country, like, you know, France, how much pride they took in their Paralympians. And in some cases, the Paralympians were more popular than the Olympians. And, you know, everyone just, like, knew what the sport was, knew the classifications. And I think London is such a great job. And I was like, man, everyone knows what's going on. And then you come back home, people are like, well, what is it? And so I really do not know. I think it's just more, we don't really push it. And, you know, it's just that equal opportunity. I think when sponsors, they want to sponsor an Olympian. Because when people hear disabled, they're like, oh, they don't really do anything. You know, they push their chair. Yeah, we push our chair, but it's intense. It's not, you know, taking a stroll. And I say, you know, I'm a wheelchair racer. They're like, oh. But I think through education, and I know Tatiana speak at schools, we open that opportunity up so people can actually understand and truly know, like, what a Paralympian is.
Given the changes in US society that Tatiana has already helped to bring about and her wider impact in Russia and elsewhere, I had to ask whether she sees a political role for herself one day.
you think you want to be in government? Or because you've already changed laws, you've already been to the White House, like, you know these systems now.
I don't know. I just love what I do. I'm not a very political person. I just love what I do, and I love sports, and I love people. So we'll see what happens, but I'm going to continue Paralympic sports as much as my body will allow me to. So whether that's 30 or 80, I'll be out there forever.
What I expected when I went to meet the McFaddens was an inspiring story from a family that has gone through extraordinary things, but not to the level that I actually witnessed. What makes Tatiana and Hannah so great is the fact that they're not actually blood related. It's not about genetics, it's about the environment that they live in. They are creating something that no one else would ever think they could achieve. They have no barriers. Nothing stops them. If they want to do something, they'll do it. And with the support of their friends and their family, they can. They don't look at each other as competition. It's all about being the best they can be. And if they're helping other people on that way to that success, then that just makes it even better for them. The fact that they were so humble and so normal, I was completely surprised. They just wanted to be the McFaddens, and the McFaddens are extraordinary.